Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Ryan Holiday. Ryan is the author of the new book, Ego is the Enemy. Ryan, I need a website, please.
RyanHoliday.net.
So check it out. Ryan with a Y, Holiday with one L. All right. We're talking about ego. In the previous segment, you declared that ego is, in the position you take it in the book, is that if you're demonstrating ego, you're a little bit out of control. It's an undesirable behavior.
Yeah.
So tell us how that gets us into trouble in our lives, in our work. How does it manifest?
Well, one of the stories I tell in the book is the story of John DeLorean, who was undoubtedly a brilliant engineer and a brilliant creative mind.
The car maker.
Yeah, but yet the car company failed catastrophically, and when you look at why, it's because he was sort of rebelling petulantly against the organization and the culture of GM. But he didn't replace it with any sort of discipline or management.
Right.
And he was so distracted with the hype and marketing that he didn't put in the work to build an actual car company.
Mm-hmm.
And when it did fail, and this is where ego is so insidious, he didn't say, okay, I messed up, here's how I need to fix this. He said, you know, maybe I can solve my financial problems with a massive cocaine deal.
Mm.
And so that's often what you see with egotistical people, is they get themselves into trouble. They lack the self-awareness to see that they are the root of that trouble, and then they ultimately make the problem much, much worse.
One of my favorite stories to tell on this show, and I'll probably tell it two or three times a year, is M. Scott Peck, Scotty Peck, wrote the book The Road Less Traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed him on my show before he died. It was one of my great accomplishments. He was a gentle soul, and the book is still a staple for people who think. And he said in his professional clinical psychology practice, he said I would only have two different kinds of people who would come to see me. One would be the neurotics, and the other group would be the character disorder.
Mm-hmm.
He said I could always help the neurotics because they were willing to say, "What have I done wrong?" He said the character disorder never did anything wrong. And he said this in the book. He said, "I could never help a character disorder person."
Well, I think
only
that's
the neurotics. You just described DeLorean.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, when ego messes up, the first thing it does is blame everyone but itself.
Yep.
And so we are unable to learn from our own mistakes. We're unable to repair relationships. We're really unable to see when we've got some potentially fatal blow that we need to heal, and that's what's so dangerous.
Introspection is a powerful thing that everyone needs to learn how to do, isn't it?
Absolutely, and one needs to be able to. Adam Smith, he says, sort of look at yourself as an indifferent spectator sometimes,
and impartial spectator, step back and
look at it.
Yep, absolutely. So when we're talking about ego, do you think everyone has ego, and that we have times, we have periods when it's negative? I mean, are we all capable of ego?
Well, obviously some people sort of suffer from the opposite of ego, and that they don't believe in themselves, it's crippling self-doubt and so forth. But I would say ego is particularly endemic to ambitious people who are trying to do big things. You know, you're trying to start a company, that's kind of crazy. You're trying to make nothing from something. So there's a little bit of ego there, and that's fine. You just have to make sure that it's not leading the charge. You're in charge. You're the one making decisions, not your identity or your vision of yourself.
So you're saying ego is that we all have ego. It's just that and I do believe we do. I do believe all of us have ego, have the ability but you're saying it depends on where it is in what informs you and how you behave and whether you lead with ego or whether you lead with reason, whether you lead with introspection, or whether you lead with a lack of confidence, right? Or failure, right. Maybe I should say.
I egolessness is probably impossible, and to even try is probably a bit egotistical. So, oh, I love this metaphor. A philosopher friend of mine, he says, sort of, it's like sweeping the floor. You don't sweep it once and it's clean forever. It's a process, and
right. You've
got to make sure that you're always doing that work.
What's another ego story that you talk about in the book?
I talk about George C. Marshall, who is one
general,
of my
great
heroes.
General.
Yeah, General Marshall. And if it wasn't for the Marshall Plan, most people would have no idea who he was. But he was probably the single most influential statesman and leader of the 20th century.
Right.
And as Truman said, he never did Marshall think of himself. You know, he passed up the command at
right.
D-Day because he thought Eisenhower would do a good job. MacArthur, who was brutal to Marshall early on in his career, Marshall, you know, was incredibly patient with when he
right.
eventually became MacArthur's boss.
That's the reason, and that's the reason why they call it the Marshall Plan, not the MacArthur Plan, right?
Exactly. You know, I think we fear that if we're a good person, if we're forgiving, if we're not selfish, we'll end up, you know, being a loser, basically. But what
yeah.
I love is when you look at examples of incredibly successful people who were not egotistical, like a George Marshall, and it sort of inspires you to say, okay, these two ideas, you know, having character and being successful
right.
are not mutually exclusive ideas.
Look at the athletes that we admire because they passed the ball.
Yeah.
They could have taken a shot, but somebody had a better shot, and they passed the ball to them. We admire those people instead of the runners and gunners.
Well, you know, Marshall was a team player, and there's this mm-hmm. great line. I forget which coach said it, but he said, you know, you play for the name on the front of the jersey, and they'll remember the name on the back.
Well
said. You've got to think about that.
I like that. That's a good one. We come back. I'm going to ask Ryan, are men more likely to be egotistical than women? I know, ladies. I know what you're thinking. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.